I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Today's date could soon be a national holiday. That is, if a group of Alabama civil rights activists get their way. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins has more.
Activists in Selma say they're pushing to have August 6th nationally recognized as Voting Rights Day. The annual observance would commemorate the signing of the Voting Rights Act in 1965. Leaders of the Save Ourselves movement say they're starting a community effort to build awareness of the idea. Next year marks the 50th anniversary of the law, and they say protests are possible if Congress doesn't restore parts of the law struck down by the Supreme Court. Activists say Alabama's new state voter identification law is essentially a new form of a poll tax, once used to disenfranchise blacks and poor whites. The group gathered at the Edmund Pettus Bridge for a mock funeral procession for portions of the law that have been eliminated. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.
Veterinarians are warning pet owners about the dangers of the summer heat. The American Veterinarian Medical Association wants to help keep pets safe from the same health concerns that people have. Veterinarian Bernadine Cruz says a lot of pet owners will exercise with their dogs, but they should consider their pet's comfort and safety, too.
With your pet, sometimes people will say, well, how hot is it? You know, is it too hot for the little paws? Well, take off your shoes and socks, stand on that asphalt or concrete, and if you're going, ooch out, ooch out, yeah, it's going to be too hot for your pet's feet, too.
The issue of leaving babies in hot cars has gotten a lot of attention lately as well, and it's also just as dangerous for your pet if it's left in the car. Cruz says temperatures can rise 20 degrees in just 20 minutes in a car, even with the windows cracked. And a half dozen Tuskegee University students are stuck in Liberia because of the Ebola outbreak. A university statement says the students are safe and in regular contact with administrators, but the group isn't expected to leave Liberia until August 17th, and the students won't return to the United States until the following day. The six students went to Africa as part of a summer program to study abroad. Their return is being delayed because of travel restrictions linked to the outbreak of the deadly disease in West Africa. The school says the students aren't sick and remain in good spirits. The students will leave Liberia for Ghana and then return to the United States from there. Now, for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, includes a mainly clear sky. Temperatures are going to fall back in the low 70s tonight for Thursday. Can't rule out a passing shower or storm after lunch. Many of us will be hot and dry as temperatures top out in the mid-90s. Look for a partly sunny sky for Friday through the weekend. A few scattered storms are possible on Friday. The better rain chance happens over the weekend, but not a total washout. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.